Proclamation number 7501, dated the January 17th, 1960. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Single quote. If you are being addressed by me, my spirit will descend upon you. My eternal Father spirit will make contact with the spiritual spark in you, which remains inseparably as one with me and is merely an emanated spark which shall return to me, which shall repeatedly unite itself with the Father spirit again. If you are being addressed by me, you will be embodied by the fire of my love, the spiritual spark in you will ignite and spring into action. It comes alive in you according to its fundamental element. And then a spiritual exchange can take place, that is, spiritual insights can be conveyed to the person, for my spirit is all-knowing, there is nothing it does not know, nothing is unclear to it, it is as knowledgeable as I am and also emanates its knowledge as I do. It is my spirit which is speaking to you, it is not a second part of me. It is I myself who speaks words of love and wisdom to you. For you are my once emanated strength of love, you are spirit of my spirit and therefore also always in contact with me because the strength of love cannot separate itself from me. Only you, as created beings, can keep yourselves distant from me. But it is only a distance which exists in your consciousness which, however, on my part cannot remain like this forever, because your fundamental element is the same as I am. Strength of love will forever be in contact with the source of strength. And this contact becomes a reality when you hear me, when my spirit descends into an open vessel and thus permeates the human being so that he will be able to hear my voice. Then the distance between the human being and me will be repealed. He will have moved near to his God and Father again, he will let the spiritual spark in him become a flame and this will leap back again to the fire of the eternal love. The tiny spark in the human being finds its path to me, and the connection is also established by the human being's will, it exists forever and can never be broken.
But concerns a conscious contact.
This should be aspired to by the human being so that the distance will be repealed. A person should want to be in contact with me which then enables the working of my spirit. Then my spirit will be able to pour out upon all flesh. Single quote, and that will very evidently happen during the last days before the end. My spirit will pour upon all flesh. Servants and handmaidens shall prophesy. Single quote, for people only rarely establish the connection with me now, so that I must evidently manifest myself through the spirit by choosing people for myself who are not opposed to me, who prepare themselves as a receiving vessel for my spirit so that I can pour my spirit into them and then speak through them to humanity for their benefit and spiritual advantage. It is necessary that I speak to you humans. You should all listen to my voice, and you should all take stock of yourselves, consider my words, live accordingly and thus prepare yourselves for the end which you cannot avoid because the time has come to an end. I pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This has been announced to humanity in advance, hence you should not find it difficult to believe in my working of this nature. You should realize that the time I refer to is upon you, that I will speak to you through servants and handmaidens who, on my instructions, shall inform you through their prophetic spirit. For they will predict future events, they will remind you of my predictions and you will be unable to deny that my spirit will pour itself out again, that these proclaimers do not speak their own words but voice that which is revealed to them by my spirit. I need them as mediators who are to bring my word to you humans in all purity and clarity again. I need them to speak on my behalf, because my words are necessary to warn you of the dangers you are facing if you don't take stock of yourselves and change. For all you humans go on existing without love and thereby become slaves to my adversary. You must change yourselves into love, then you will take the path to me and be saved from the downfall. But you don't have much time left, consequently my voice sounds ever louder, and I speak to you ever more frequently through the mouth of my servants and prophets. I only ask of you to believe those who keep receiving the flow of my spirit because they shall speak on my instructions. And you will not regret having complied with their admonitions by listening to them and by merely making an effort to live according to the word which sounds to you from above through my servants, which is your Father's voice of eternity and shall also guide you back again to me, from whom you once came forth and distanced yourselves of your own free will. Heed my word from above and know that it is the working of my Spirit, that I want to help you and therefore avail myself of these servants and handmaidens by pouring out my Spirit so that I can speak through them to all of you, so that you will not approach your own when the time has been fulfilled. Amen.